propaganda and wrestling podcast. Let's go. Big propaganda and wrestling podcast. Teasy, let's get it, y'all. The propaganda, you know, we can make your girl stand up. Listen, it's propaganda now. What's the message? The wrestling podcast coming out of Houston, Texas. From our perspective, we tell the truth in everything we say. And if you truly don't like it, just get out our way. What's the meaning of being great when you listen to us now? When we break it down, our music profound. If you listen to us, every single guest, if you understand, we here to impress. What's the meaning of being us? It's to tell you the truth. Every podcast now, when we bring it to you, on Spotify Live, you can download it now. If you listen to the legends, now we breaking it down. It's the propaganda and wrestling podcast. It's the propaganda and wrestling podcast. We do it big. Yeah. Propaganda and wrestling podcast. We do it big.
The king of solar screens.
Ballistic Barrier Products.
Two companies.
One goal.
You. For almost 20 years, we have led the industry in providing an American-made product that's not only safe, but dependable.
And now Ballistic Barrier has curtains for walls, doors, and windows.
A window covering that saves lives and deters active shooters.
A shade to prevent more harm to our schools, our churches, our offices, our homes. With its Kevlar core, you can rest assured that safety is in front of you.
Alright, welcome back to an episode of the Big Propaganda Wrestling Podcast Network, man. We back, putting the heat out every week. I'm pretty excited about this, man, because when it comes to this whole wrestling thing, man, we always like to reach out and grow and reach different promotions all over the United States. And this one right here, I've been looking at for a long time. And this company has a lot of great talent. The roster is phenomenal. Not only that, man, you got to think about who's running it. I mean, legends. I'm just going to be legends, you know?
Absolutely.
I mean, the name rings bells. So I'm really happy about this. So with that being said, man, let's get this podcast started. This podcast is scheduled for one fall.
One fall!
Oh, man, dude. I'm just excited about this, man. Let's get it started, man. Before I get it started, shout out to the guys that's not here. Shout out to Zello. Shout out to Corey. Shout out to Kung Fu Eddie. He out there for WrestleMania weekend out there turning up. So shout out to y'all. Let's get this thing started. To my left, he is the franchise. Hailing from Seguin, Texas. He is Dog Pound's double champion. He is the reigning, defending, undisputed Dog Pound champion. And he's also the around-the-clock champion.
Yes, that means
he on his time, man.
Yes, sir.
On that grind time. Around-the-clock champion, he on the grind, man. Hey, man, oh my goodness, I'm just so nervous about this, man. But, hey, hey, man, this is the franchise. Iman.
Yeah, what's cracking? What's cracking?
Man, dude, you got me so nervous up here, man. I'm so happy about this, man. First off, man, thank you for coming on the show.
Glad to have you here.
Shout out to Dog Pound, man. That's why I'm so happy right now. Dog Pound. Woo!
Yeah.
First off, man. Whoo, welcome to Houston, man.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
The weather's pretty nice out here, man. We got a lot going on this weekend, man. How you feel about this weekend, man?
I'm good. I'm ready like everybody else. More importantly, I'm ready for my time to defend those again.
That's right.
Man.
That's what's important to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, right here, man, we got the Dog Pound World Heavyweight Champion. We got the Dog Pound Around the Clock Champion.
Correct.
These belts, man. These championships, both of them on your shoulders. around your waist. Mm-hmm. How does it feel to be the man of Dog Pound?
Man, it feels great, especially the coaches that I have pushing me, you know, them being as big as they are, where they come from, you know, there's a lot of expectations they have,
yeah,
a lot of weight that having those titles carry. So I'm proud and happy I get to have both. I get to walk around with both of those on my shoulders and dare anybody to take them off me.
Man. That's
some big words there. That, some big words.
Hey.
I'm just still, let me see, let me get my words together. I'm just still like, just like, wow. With Dog Pound, we got the legends. They are definitely legends. Mr. Rodney Mack, Miss Jazz, just legends all over the world of wrestling. Them choosing you as their champion is really, really big. Is there any pressure?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's pressure with everything you do, but I feel like I'm cut from the same cloth as them, so pressure they give me is nothing that they can handle, so I don't see why it's nothing I can't handle. I feel like I've been handling it accordingly. So.
There you go.
Man. Don't stress me, I'll tell you that much.
Don't stress them.
That confidence, man, that's what it's going to take, man.
Hey.
So how did you get to Dog Pound in the first place? Like, how did that transition happen?
Man, so I'm from a small town. Don't nobody ever know where it's from. It's called Van Vleck. It's here in Texas. It's like hour and a half from Houston. So I was born there, always been there. From there I went to college in Seguin, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I did my thing there, did all 4 years. And then I graduated, moved to San Antonio. And I was like, I feel like I could do more. Like, I want to do more. I started back watching wrestling. I was like, I think I can do this. And that was a wrestling school I started at. But my wife was always telling me, like, nah, come on, you can do better. My wife was at Dog Pound first.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, my wife was at Dog Pound first. Vicky V. Hey, baby. she was at Dog Pound, so she's always telling me to come. And, man, the moment I came and I shook hands with Rodney and Jazz, I was like, this is where I meant to be. Then from there, it was just up. It was just trying to disrupt.
Man, that's crazy, because we have interviewed some wrestlers who had went across there a couple times, and they had nothing but great things to say about the whole organization, extremely, the locker room, and just positive everything about Dog Pound. So, like I said, I just, you know, I've been a fan of them since I was a kid, you know, so just to see them to, you know, do what they're doing, open up the dojo and getting people to that next level is pretty cool, you know, because as wrestling fans, you know, we didn't know how the wrestling business went.
No.
You know, we didn't know, you know, so to see what they're doing, opening doors for the next generation is pretty cool, man.
We just saw all of our favorite stars there, you know, on the big screen. And, you know, when you get a little bit older, you kind of understand a little bit more how it goes and everything. Getting to talk to, you know, people like you and everything, it kind of opens pulls the curtain back a little bit, and we get to know what it's really about, because I don't think a lot of people really know what it's about. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, I enjoyed it all. So when it comes to Mr. Rodney Mack and Ms. Jazz, is there anything, like any advice or something that just stuck out the most that they gave to you that you use to this day?
Details. Every little thing matters. Everything counts. Only moving with the purpose, you know, not taking false steps, whether that's mentally or physically. You know, knowing your path, staying on your path. Because a lot of people, not even just wrestlers, as soon as we get distracted, we look away, we half-ass it. You know, we get off our track, but they're real big on keeping you on it and putting pressure on you. Like, it's hard training there in a good way. It should be. Because this isn't an easy sport at all.
Yeah,
right.
It's hard training there because they make it hard because they want you to be the best. That's why if you meet a wrestler from Dog Pound, if there's a Dog Pound wrestler on any other show or company, they're going to stick out because that's how we're trained. That's how we're pushed. So every that small detail, it pays into all that, you know? I feel like there's nobody and no other company that can match with my company, with Dog Pound.
That's exactly how you're supposed to feel, man.
Yeah.
Have you come across any, like, difficulties or challenges in training that you've been able to overcome and make yourself better at?
Nah, I think it's part of the game. Like, it's just like when I played college football.
Mm-hmm.
It just is what it is. You know, one day is hard, then you keep getting at it, you master it, and then you move on. But I feel like if I ever have a day where something's not hard, maybe I shouldn't be doing that.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, like the day that gets real easy and I can just sleep and don't think about improving or something being hard, I probably shouldn't do this. That's usually when people start getting hurt.
Yeah,
absolutely. You feel me?
Yeah. Speaking of football, you just brought it up. When I look at you, I think of like a DB. Was you a DB?
No, I was an outside linebacker.
Outside, wow. Oh, goodness. Okay. You out there bringing a hat then.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh,
for
my
sure.
goodness.
But I played a lot of coverage.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, so I could do a little both.
So now I'm real nervous about taking that chop.
Hey.
I'm about to get hit from a.
You should be.
I mean, you took Brick, so.
Yeah, Brick Savage chop really hurt it a lot. Yeah, it don't get any easier, but. You know, show called Shots and Chops, so we gotta get that chop in.
Sound like you signed up for it, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Man, it's Zello's fault, man. He not here right now, but it's his fault. It's definitely his fault. He started the idea of this show, and we started doing it, and I've been getting more of the chops than him, so.
Sheesh.
It sucks, but. You know, great content.
I think you're just a glutton for punishments.
Doing it.
You might be. At this point, I think you might be.
Ah, man. It's just like everybody sees the clips and they, oh, yeah, I want to come on that show. I want to chop him. Mm-hmm. I was like, God.
Yeah,
I was
you like, signed up for it. It hypes you up, man.
I hate y'all. But anyway.
So I got a question for you. It's actually a two-part question. What does the around-the-clock championship mean to you?
What does it mean to me? I mean, I was tested 24/7. I felt that title for 246 days.
Wow.
And since day one, it's just been about evolving, trying to make sure that every day I improved. Because every day there was somebody either staring at me too long like they wanted it, there was a ref looking at me too excited or something. So I was always trying to step my game up.
You got to watch them refs. They're very sneaky.
Oh, yeah. Big facts.
All right. So the next one I have is, what does the heavyweight championship mean to you? Because I know that's probably going to have a little bit more story behind it as far as being a champion, of being the top guy of a promotion.
Yeah. So that one means the world to me. So I've had it for 42 days. I defeated NWA, well, half of the NWA tag team champion, Damage, mm-hmm. Damage. I defeated him for it. But to be the number one, to be the face, man, it means so much. Cause tell you the truth, I was never like the coolest kid. I was never the smartest kid. I was never never at the top of, you know, yeah. I was just there trying to figure out. I feel like I never had that opportunity to show what I had. And no matter what field or area I was in, whether I was back home in Van Vleck, where I was in high school, football, track, whatever it was, when I went to college, and when I got to Dog Pound, like at Dog Pound, everybody gets a shot. You get a, everybody's on the same plate, and you either, you're going to do something with it or you ain't.
Mm.
So I feel like I got the chance to show that I'm packing some heat, you know?
Yeah.
That I can do something. And then, like, as you can see, I can because I got the title. So now it's just about reminding everybody every single time they see this company or they see that title, they see me, that we too. This is a thing. I'm the number one. I'm going to stay that way.
Yeah. Speaking of Dog Pound, man, could you get a little more insight on, like, the actual, like, overall backstage morale, locker room, the guys, the girls, like, the atmosphere of Dog Pound?
I think we're real chill. Everybody, we hold each other accountable. You know, at the end of the day, when you're wrestling, it's about business. We're all trying to get somewhere.
Yeah.
You know? So you have to, everybody has to play that part. The strongest man is only the next man up. So the people behind me, I got to push them. They push me, just like Coach pushes all of us. I feel like we do a really great job of pushing each other. And if there is problems, which of course is going to be problems, I mean, we're fighters, you know, we're wrestlers. And we handle it in the ring. And then when that's over, we fix it, get it back together. And, yeah, but I think the morale is great. No problems. I know that for sure. I mean.
Yeah, I was just trying to open that window up because, you know, just in case, you know, anybody out there watching this that they want to, they want to become wrestlers, and they be like, hey, I like what he's doing. I want to go to Dog Pound. Just the idea of what Dog Pound has, you know.
Yeah. It's serious, for sure. Like, if you just trying to be a fan and have fun and play around, it probably ain't for you. If you're trying to be serious about leveling up, not in just the ring, but in life, and you want to do something and you have plans and goals, you don't just want to sit on the couch all day, then you should come to Dog Pound. Iron sharpens iron. If you're not trying to be a part of that, then for sure stay away. But
yeah,
that's right. So I do I'll piggyback off of that, because I do think that the morale is like chill. Y'all did a video, an Instagram video not too long ago. Uh-huh. It was like you was talking about, of course I'm from Dog Pound. so I can tell you guys kind of have a very chill, relaxed. You guys have fun and stuff like that with the locker room.
Yeah, no, for sure. Because we all have, like, our own principles, and we stand on it. That's what Coach teaches you. Stand on that and go to war if you have to.
And Dog Pound is located in San Antonio, Texas.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I know you got some upcoming shows coming up this month. Oh, you pretty busy from what I see on my itinerary. You pretty busy. Let's talk about the first one, man. Was it? I believe that's April the 20th, I believe. TSW.
Yeah. TSW, Texas Style Wrestling. So that's in Forney, Texas. Mm-hmm. So we have this place at the OC studio. We have the current TSW light heavyweight champion is Tino Valentino. Mm-hmm. Tag champions are Frank Stone and AJ Ferrat.
Oh, yeah, I know about those guys. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We got Bam Bam Bigelow, myself, Iman, and many others. Man, the stars are bright at TSW. That's what we for sure cut up. It's going to be a great show. So I won my world heavyweight title at the last TSW show. So this one will be my first title defense at TSW. Not in general, but at TSW would be my first title defense. So it'll be a big show for me.
Okay. Yeah. How do you plan on, getting focused for that match?
Getting focused.
First title defense in that company.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same way I wanted, the same way I'm gonna walk in. You know, mindset got to be on that straight path. I'm for sure gonna be listening to some music. I love rap. Let me just focus. Like I defeated Damage for that title.
Yeah, that's big.
I had to be on, like, he was on 10. I had to be on like 13. Yeah. So, yeah, every match I go to, I got to come with that.
I come with that heat.
Yeah.
So, what's Iman listening to get himself pumped up and get himself focused, get himself in that zone?
I mean, I'm from Texas, so for sure, like, Texas rap. Right? Like, Big X.
Big X the plug. Okay.
Big X the plug. Okay. Yeah, I can get down with that. I guess more South. I like South music in general.
Oh, yeah.
because Lil Jon and all them too. But mostly it's Big X the Plug and Fredo Bane.
Oh my okay. God, that's my man.
Yeah,
I'm on that Fredo hard, bro. Yeah, I'm on that Fredo hard, man.
So you heard the new album?
Yeah, you talking about Make Me Sad, something like that.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm on that Fredo hard, man.
Yeah,
TBG at heart.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta put me onto some of that.
Yeah, man.
Hey, it'll get music. You hot. Yeah, for a match for sure.
Mm-hmm. Man, I'm old school, man. I'm listening to like UGK and Lil Kiki. And
I got that in there too.
Yeah,
I got that in there too. And Lil Jon.
Really showing my age on that one, but
that's cool. Lil Jon, what is it? The Crunk.
Crunk ain't dead.
Oh yeah,
Crunk ain't dead. All of
them, 2000 bangers
yeah.
right there.
Dude. Exactly. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. Got the little playlist and just added in.
There you go.
Own.
Yeah. That's what's up.
Yeah. Well, we got to go ride. We got to go down this itinerary because, like I said, you busy.
Let's do it.
Next, I believe. Let me see. Get my date right. April 27th. I can't even pronounce that city. What?
Castroville.
Castroville. Where is Castroville at?
That is around.
There's a few of them here in Texas you can't pronounce.
In fact, it's pronunciation got to.
Castroville.
Castroville, Texas. It's like 30 minutes from San Antonio.
Oh, okay.
Castroville has some amazing people. I just had a meet and greet. We just had a meet and greet yesterday, actually, at Castroville. Really great people. Hoss Holden is our pound for pound champion.
Mm-hmm.
He's a real, real big star out in Castroville. But yeah, so Castroville, we have that. We have a lot of people coming from around the world trying to get in with Dog Pound. We getting hot again. They want to be in the mix.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting hot because, as a matter of fact, one of the guys, Big J Bishop, the 400-pound hustle weight.
Yeah,
man. I saw him at a local show recently, and I just seen he said he officially taking his talents to Dog Pound. I was like, okay. Dog Pound getting hot.
Oh, we been hot. They just seen it.
Okay. Been hot.
Yeah. But, and then we double back the next day.
Double back.
To San Antonio. To San Antonio, and we have a spot at Big's Burger Joint off UTSA. That's where we record Paradox.
Okay.
Paradox comes out on the Dog Pound Dojo YouTube Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Okay. Also, could you share the Dog Pound social media stuff to anybody that wants to?
So Facebook, Instagram's DPCW, Dog Pound Championship Wrestling. We not hard to find at all. Myself, Iman Deshaun, Imon underscore Deshon on Instagram, Iman Deshaun on Facebook. We not hard to find.
Yeah. Also, man, May 18th, the NWA Crockett Cup.
Yes. So May 18th, the NWA comes to Forney, Texas. That's our TSW show.
Yeah.
And I ain't gonna tell you too much about that because y'all gotta tune in to that one.
Definitely gonna tune in, man. Yo. But the fact that
things finna get cracking for sure.
NWA Crockett Cup, man.
Yeah.
You being in that situation, man. What? I'm excited for you. Okay. You think you coming home with that Crockett Cup?
You gotta stay tuned and see, bro.
I think he's got it. I think he's got it.
So, why is that cup such a big deal for you?
Bro, that cup legend, bro. The Crockett name alone, bro.
I know for myself, but I want to hear from him.
Who doesn't want to be a part of that NWA legacy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, NWA has been doing it big for so many years, talking about, like, the territories.
Yeah.
And just the whole thing of going around to different territories, seeing who was the best. Then the Crockett Cup comes around, you bring all those people under the same roof and let them go at it. So, I mean, who doesn't want to be a part of that to show that they got it?
True.
So I'm trying to be at the top of everything. Anything that my name is on and that I touch, I want to be at the top. I'm going to be at the top.
Yeah.
I think there's a resurgence when it comes to, like, territorial, like, independent wrestling coming back up all over the country, like, not just here in Texas. Texas has a great scene. But I think all over the country you're seeing more and more territories and independent leagues come up, you know. And I think it's just because of the explosion of pro wrestling into the mainstream nowadays. Everybody's watching wrestling again. This kind of feels like I don't want to compare it to like the Attitude. Oh, sorry. Don't want to compare it to like the Attitude Era or something like that, but like people are really getting behind pro wrestling again, and I think it's a great thing. Some people call it the Renaissance Era. I'm okay with that, you know, but it's just a great time to be a pro wrestling fan.
It definitely is. Times is definitely I feel like it's in a way better spot than it has ever been.
Yeah, you know? No, for sure.
I still feel like the territory days never left because I mean these promotions around the world, even in like Texas alone, it's like I can go to Dallas if I want to. Yep. I can go to San Antonio. Yep. Even the small towns I never heard of before.
Like Castro.
There's a wrestling show everywhere. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like it never even left.
Yeah.
And then it's the fact that I'm big over here in Dallas. I'm big over here in San Antonio. I'm big in Houston. I'm big in Castroville. You know, I'm like you putting on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like all that counts. Like, I'm just such a fan of the indie scene. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Bro. Yeah. I watch more of indies than
to add on to that a little bit. You know, you see the emergence of streaming services now, like Fight, IWTV, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You can catch it anywhere. YouTube, stuff like that. Like, you can catch your favorite promotion just about anywhere. All you gotta do is one simple click away.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I think it was always there, but like you said, with the streaming and just that. Social media in general kind of took a little while for wrestling to come around, but there's so many different areas, and each company, each territory has their little niche on that type of stuff. And now we're at a point where there's so many different platforms and channels that can host all that, so you can go through and see which one do I want. Do I want to see tables? Do I want to see this? You know,
right.
As before, you know, we were very limited.
Yeah. So. How do you feel about, like, in-ring chemistry, and who is somebody that you've been in a ring with that y'all had great chemistry with?
I think me personally, I feel like I have good chemistry with, it's not even chemistry. I've been fighting all my life. So there's nothing difficult about it to me. You know, I don't feel like it's a chemistry thing. Like, I can't recall anybody I've ever gotten a ring with, and I was just like,
It wasn't it.
Yeah. Okay, like, okay. It's never it. It's
dude, you just don't know how my heart just dropped when you said you've been fighting your whole life, and I got to get chopped at the end of the show.
Y'all pray for Mikey.
Woo. Shots and chops.
You like hashtag retirement?
Man, look. I might have to end up retiring after this, man.
He's on the retirement tour right now. What
oh,
you talking
my
about?
Goodness, man. Oh, man. Live.
You're retiring. You love this.
Yeah, you love that.
I do love it. I love this whole thing about pro wrestling and getting to interact with guys like yourself and just, you know, wrestling people in general. Like, because, like, our goal is to reach any and everybody in wrestling. We want to talk to referees, camera crew, wrestlers, promotion owners. You put the chairs out. Let me talk to you. You know what I'm saying? We really about connecting with everybody in the wrestling business. But, yeah, man. It's your fault, Guru.
What I do?
Nah, it's your fault, too. You and Zillow about this damn chop. I'm still mad at y'all, bro. Oh, my goodness, man.
Signed up for it, bro.
Y'all did sign up for it. It's like quick question. How did you come across us?
How did I come across y'all?
Yeah, because I just like, he probably saw a damn chop video and wanted to chop my damn chest in.
I mean, I did see that, and then it made me want to come more. But that's not the reason. You're a lie. No. So I think y'all like one of my posts or something like that.
Yeah.
And we were just about to have our first show at Biggs. And so I reached out, like, do y'all want to come to the show or can I come to the party? You know?
Yeah.
And then I think before I hit send, I just like went to look at your page and I see you getting chopped by everybody. I was like, dang. Dang. I said, bro, homie a soldier. He just signing up. He just signing up for these so chops. Bad. I don't even sign up for chops.
Man, it sucks so bad.
You chop me, you get a headbutt, bro. You tripping.
Wait, what? What?
Yeah, he was talking, bro. When we first came in, he was like, I don't know about the chop. I might just give him a headbutt.
Like a headbutt just right to the chest like that?
To the head. People don't, I don't.
You want to switch it up, Mikey?
I'm a
he's
fighter,
thinking
I'm a
about it. He's thinking about all the stuff that could possibly.
I'm thinking about headaches, concussions. Uh-huh.
You're not ready for that.
Tylenol, Advil, Bell Aspirin.
Ice packs.
Ice pack.
Yeah.
Neck brace. Contusion. I don't know what
that is. The kids can take care of daddy this weekend.
Oh, my God. I ain't never took a
headbutt before. Don't put him in the hospital.
Nah, we say that. I need contracts to be signed for that.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Waivers. Yeah. Lawyers present. Yeah.
I was just saying, me personally, I can't just go around taking chops like that.
Ooh, man.
So, kudos to you.
I'm really trying to up the ante on, man. I'm trying to see, like, you know.
Trying to up the ante.
Yeah, I'm trying to up the ante on one of the things. Yeah, yeah.
Take a body slam next?
I think my goal is, before the end of the year, is to take a... either somebody's finisher, body slam, or a go.
He was talking about going through a table one time. I was like, bro, yeah, you got
it. I mean, I'm not just saying, oh, here I go, I'm going to go through the table. I want to take the proper steps of learning what I need to do and, you know, train a little bit before I just go, hey, just throw me through a table, you know.
You secretly want to be Darby Allin or Jeff Hardy, huh?
You know. But nah, but, you know, I like it. I can't help it, bro. I'm willing to take a light tube to the head from a deathmatch wrestler.
Hey, yo, you were on a different level, brother.
Yeah, I can't help you with the light tubes and all that.
Yeah.
But anytime I hear about somebody talking about, like, wanting to learn the right way to go about things,
yeah,
I tell them to come to Dog Pound. You won't learn anything wrong at Dog Pound. We're going to take care of you.
Take a trip to San Antonio.
You say what?
So we're going to have to take a trip to San Antonio.
I told you it's 2-3 hours, bro.
Yeah. Not that far away.
You know.
Coach is going to take care of you. We're going to take care of you. I'm going to take care of you.
Oh, man, I don't know.
I ain't saying you ain't going to be sore or nothing.
Oh, I could imagine it's
going
to hurt.
You stepping in with me, yeah, you got to go down because I ain't going down.
You will be taken care of.
You know what, Slack? Yeah. Nobody asked you.
You're right.
Oh,
but
man.
To do things properly, yes.
Yeah. I don't just like throw myself out technique. To the wolves. Like with the chops, it's just like I feel like it's no preparation. You just got to take it, bro. I've been doing it so far, so it sucks. But you know, wow.
Unless you want to change the name of the show to Power Bombs and Shots.
No.
Power bombs and shots. It kind of ring.
It kind of does.
Might have to let the fans decide.
Y'all don't listen to me. Don't listen to me.
Power bombs and shots.
We're not going to have Mikey here for too much longer.
Look, I'm trying to provide and
man got a family.
He got a whole family.
But also, I want to talk about too, like merch. You got any merch that we can as fans we can go out there and buy and anything like that?
Yeah, for sure. So of course I got them at the shows.
Okay.
Stickers, buttons, shirts, pro wrestling tees. I have
pro
two shirts.
Tees,
I have.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I have this one in white and I have it in gold. Pro wrestling tees. My bad. I need some water. That's pro wrestling tees. I have both my shirts. I have them in white and I have them in gold.
Y'all go tap in right now. Pro Wrestling Tees. Go get them right now. Another thing, too, I want to talk about. At what point of time did you realize that, hey, you could do this? You got fans coming up to you, want to get autographs and pictures and, like, just comfortable with this?
Physically? After I took my first bump, I knew, oh, I got this. I knew that for sure. But as far as, like, the fans and all that, it took a little while. Because, like I said, I'm from a small town. I believe when I graduated high school, I graduated with, like, 73 people in my class.
Oh.
And
sheesh. That's low. That's low.
And let's see, I think there was like a little over like maybe 1,400 people in my town. Like lived in my town. Mm-hmm. And so to go from there to like wrestling in front of people and then everybody coming up to you. And it's the first time in my life people come up to me and I don't know them. Because back home, I'm kidding to everybody. Everybody. And it's a small town. So if you ain't kidding me, then like my grandma taught you.
Yeah.
So now I got people coming up to me and then I had to like, who you? What you doing? Oh, you mine? I'm like, oh, yeah.
I am him.
Yeah.
Mom, can I get an autograph?
My bad. What's cracking?
So before we transition into this chop I'm about to receive, is there anything you want to put out to the wrestling universe?
As far as like advice or anything of that nature?
Advice. Find your path and stay in your path. Yeah, I think one of the things that I learned with my first title, the Around the Clock, holding it for so long, I was trying to appease certain people, like trying to figure out appease the fan base and then appease my coaches. And they were like, my coaches were like, bruh, just go do your thing. And I was trying to figure stuff out. I was rocking face paint.
Mm-hmm.
I was a black Kraken, so Kraken, like octopus.
Kraken.
Yeah. So I had half the face with the scales. It was bad, cool. It looked cool. But I was trying to, you know, figure out everything. And once I was just like, all right, like, here's my lane. I just need to stay in it. Then things started popping off. So I would just give the advice to find out what direction you want to go in, what you want to do, and stay there. Because it's going to be a time where not much light, but when you get that little bit and you stay on your path, it's going to blow up. And now I got two titles. I've only been wrestling for like 2 years. So I thank God that I'm in this position. So yeah, that's what I'd say. And consistency, of course.
Awesome.
Well, clap that up right quick, man. Stay consistent, y'all.
Woo!
And you know, stay consistent. You know the great thing about that is?
What?
Like you said, he's only doing 2 years?
Yeah.
And he has gold.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that says a lot. It's a
great story. Yeah.
That says a lot about his work ethic, first of all, because you have to have the work ethic to even get those.
Yeah.
That's right.
And just, you know, just like I said, people entrusting him with their whole franchise and brand promotion. Yeah.
And that's, like I said, it's really big. Like you said, like the umbrella of Dog Pound from the head to the tail. The whole organization as a whole. I mean, again, like I said, him being the face of it. I mean, it brings value. It shows character. It shows leadership. It shows overall just leader. I'm gonna just say that. You know what I'm saying?
Trust.
Trust. Yeah. You know. So I applaud you on that. Shout out to Dog Pound. Shout out to all your coaches. Shout out to just everybody there. With that being said, we're about to transition to this chop. Y'all pray for me. And we'll be back after this. Gosh, this is about to suck. All right, y'all, we have transitioned to this chop. Y'all pray for me. Shout out to Dog Pound. With that being said, I'm Mikey Fax. Lord have mercy. And welcome to Shots and Chops.
Oh my goodness!
Oh shit!
Oh my goodness!
Woo! My God!
Oh! Hey, y'all ever heard thunder and lightning?
Damn! I see why he got both belts. Oh my goodness! That shit hurt. Oh!
Wow!
Oh! Oh, don't touch it. With that being said, man, again, thank you for You know, you can leave. Shots and chocolate. We'll be, y'all catch us on the next one. Thank you again.
Of course.
Oh, man, got my boy Slack getting
the hey, hey, hey. Yeah, that was that was something right there.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we're down with the PWO. You're down
for life.
That is crazy.
Yeah. This guy.